Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches have ecstatic experiences with Goddess. A lot of us have experienced ecstasy or ecstatic experiences. For many of us, when we think of ecstatic experiences, we think of sex. Many of us feel a oneness when we have an orgasm with the one we love. At the same time, ecstasy has other meanings. When it comes to spirituality, ecstasy often refers to an experience of mystic self-transcendence. And that leads us to our first insight. The experience of ecstasy can include self-transcendence. When I talk about self, I can talk about your true self. For this discussion, we were talking about transcending the younger self. When we think of that self, the younger self, we're thinking about that part of ourself that is impressionable or full of fear. So an ecstatic experience of Goddess would be transcending the younger self, transcending the fear, the limitations, and impressions that used to run your life. We now look at the Charge of the Goddess, which was written by Doreen Valiente. This excerpt is in the voice of the Goddess. For mine is the ecstasy of the spirit, and mine also is joy on earth. For my law is love unto all beings. So as we are hearing in this excerpt, the Goddess is referring to the ecstasy of the spirit, and we know that's about self-transcendence. This leads us to the second insight. Self-transcendence is an experience of consciousness outside of the brain. Let's first talk about consciousness. Some authors refer to consciousness as the fact of awareness by the mind of itself and the world. So experiencing awareness as being a conscious being looking out into the universe and seeing our place in it. Consciousness is about the experience of being awake. So there seems to be a division between some people who have a material focus. They see consciousness rising out of the brain that becomes complex enough. As witches, we're talking about something else. We see consciousness as part of the spirit that can be reincarnated over and over again. It's not your brain, which basically dies and gets returned to the earth. The part of you that keeps going forth in the future is your soul, which we'll call consciousness for this conversation. So the second insight is self-transcendence is an experience of consciousness outside of the brain. By this I mean, when you have an ecstatic experience of the Goddess, you are connected to the All. The All is everything that ever was, is, or could be. It is the entire universe around us and within us. And it is God and Goddess. And this leads us to the third insight. Going through meditation and ritual can bring us to ecstatic experiences of the Goddess. When I talk about going through ritual and meditation, it's an action of becoming one with the God and Goddess. It's going to that place where you can communicate with the All. I've had these experiences in ritual with my coven and by myself. With my coven, we raise energy and create change within and without us. It's an electrifying experience, being one with the All. Having this experience creates a closeness with the God and Goddess, and having this experience expands my awareness. I realize that I'm more than my physical body or my experiences of depression symptoms. I want you to look back and remember that time when you didn't feel small. You didn't feel just so lonely and vulnerable. Something that lifted you up in spirit and mind. Perhaps you were walking in nature, or you were in a ritual with your coven mates, or as a solitary, you were doing your own ritual. As witches, we have access to these experiences. Others may not be able to connect as closely to the God and Goddess as we do, but it takes a lot of effort. We need to show up week after week, day after day, to hone our skills and to sharpen our awareness of the gods and our surroundings. In summary, we will go back to the Charge of the Goddess. Doreen Valiente wrote in the Goddess's voice, For mine is the ecstasy of the Spirit, and mine also is joy on earth. For my law is love unto all beings. And now I will share the three insights one more time. The first insight was the experience of ecstasy can include self-transcendence. The second insight was self-transcendence is an experience of consciousness outside of the brain. And number three, going through meditation and ritual can bring us to ecstatic experiences of the goddess. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at goddesshasyourback.com. You can also read one of my 9 books or take a class at udemy.com. My course is Goddess Style Weight Loss. Blessed be.